Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Monday. Happy freaking Monday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. Happy New Year. I hope everybody had a safe and happy New Year. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Great. Some time off of work, time with the family, you know, grand old time, right?
Yeah. You'd hate for, you
know. Joe made it to 12 o'clock.
I did.
Good job.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to.
I didn't. We had planned to do this show today, got some things going on. And Joe was all ready to go, and he forgot his only, like, he needs two things to do a podcast, his phone and his headphones. And, well, he's got his phone. So, you know, whatever.
I can still hear you.
Can you? Okay.
No.
Okay. Syracuse has filled a void to avoid another postponed game. FSU, that was the fourth in a row for the Orange to be postponed due to things COVID-related. Pittsburgh is going to fill that spot for FSU. They sit at 5-2, 1-1 in the ACC. They haven't played either in quite some time since December 22nd in a game against Louisville, and they are going to face off against the Orange this Wednesday. I believe the game, if I saw correctly, in two different spots. These things always kind of change, but it looks like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
So
that's going to be tough to make.
I'm going to be good to go. I make all the games. I make time for them, Joe, because I'm diehard, orange-blooded homer. So
yeah.
If, you know, hey, 4:30, that seems feasible. You should be able to do that.
Yeah, or you could be working from home. I'll do my best. I'll do my best. If not, I'll tape it. So
tape it. Tape it with the old VHS.
Sorry. Yeah.
What the hell?
Sorry. Record.
Record. Sorry, okay. All right. Some sad news to deliver. Floyd Little, pro and college football Hall of Famer and Syracuse legend, succumbed to his terminal cancer. He was 78. As we discussed, maybe a month or so ago, he was in hospice care, and he stayed committed to Syracuse, keeping his promise to old Ernie Davis, who helped recruit him. Davis passed away before Little would get a chance to play for the Orange, but so much more than just a 44, Joe, obviously just a class act. Chris Carlson has a great piece up at Syracuse.com that's pretty good. If you want to check that out, I would recommend that. And obviously, legends live forever. Just a class act, man. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but.
Yeah. But I think sometimes he gets a little drowned out by the Ernie Davis and the Jim Browns, right?
A little bit.
He was definitely, maybe he was right up there.
He had a great pro career. I mean, a great pro career. In fact, the Denver Broncos honored him yesterday with a 44 on their helmet, and he had a little piece during the Broncos Raiders game. During the broadcast, actually, Beth Mullins did that game, who's a Syracuse alum, and she mentioned him, and they did a little spot on him, so that was cool to see. during that.
Well, yeah, he finished fifth in Heisman voting in both 1965 and 66. And he actually, when he retired from the Broncos in 1975, he was the seventh leading, like all-time leading rusher in the NFL. So,
and when we watched, my son and I watched, what was it? Well, what's the Ernie Davis movie?
The Express.
The Express, yeah. When we watched that, and you know, Floyd Little comes in at the end, kind of like you know, a spot at the end there to kind of tie things together. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's what Dylan said. Yeah. So that was really cool because you know Dylan has he's got a signed card, Floyd Little card. That's my Floyd Little helmet right there. So, anyways, and you know he will Legends live forever, like I said, and he absolutely will. Justin Lustig, he is going to be moving on to Vanderbilt, Syracuse football special teams coach. He also coached outside receivers and was promoted to assistant head coach in 2019. You know, the special teams has been, for the past couple few years, a huge bright spot for Syracuse. And he's going to be working under Vanderbilt's new head coach from Notre Dame, also a defensive coordinator, former defensive coordinator for Syracuse. And those two did not coach together while at SU under Scott Schaefer, but Cuse tie nonetheless. So they're going to join each other.
Clark Lee, in
Vanderbilt. So good luck to him. He's obviously going to be missed, played a huge role, and I hope that... Mike McAllister's got a piece with possible new special team coaches that could fill in for him, but he did a lot. So
yeah,
we'll see. Vanderbilt's lucky to get him.
One of those things, you don't know if they're going to want to hire within to replace that. You know, if they had some type of understudy who was kind of learning from him, or if they're going to have to go out and get a legit coach that covered all the bases that he did. So.
Yeah.
Shall see.
We shall see. One more thing before we kind of get rolling here. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about the good folks over at BetOnline. It's 2021. Let's start off the season right. Get over to BetOnline. Sign up. Look, you might be able to get to a game this year. You might be able to, if you're a Bills fan, get to a game in New York this year. That's a possibility. It is, Joe.
If your last name's Cuomo, maybe.
It's a possibility. It's too bad that Cuomo doesn't want to get into the dome, because then maybe we could too. You never know. But if you can't make the Bills game, which all of a sudden is okay, then you can go over to BetOnline, and you can get in on all the action over there. They're going to go the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Okay. One more thing, a piece of good news actually coming at you, is that the Rhino, he's going to return. He's going to take advantage of the extra year of eligibility provided to these athletes during the pandemic year. And he stated in his official Instagram post that he's got unfinished business. So these seniors that are returning, I think we've mentioned it, but just to reiterate, because they are going to be coming back with their scholarships, those aren't going to count against the school total for the sport. So just, it's going to be kind of wonky for a year. But good news, where will he play is the question. I don't know. I have no idea. So we will see. Wherever they ask him to, that's where. Right, Joe?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wherever they ask
him to. That's kind of how he rolls. And again, I'm kind of excited about that because, again, I don't think that this year went the way the seniors wanted it to. And for them to kind of have that motivation to come back, kind of pumped about it. So we got most of the guys that we talked about who we wanted to return. I mean, obviously you want all of them to return, but...
That was a big one, though. That was a big one that was we were waiting for, and we said, you know, we're going to probably see some of these start to roll in after the new year, and here they are.
What's the last one? McKinley Williams is the last one we're waiting for, right?
That's the last one. That's the last big name to drop, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyways, we'll we'll wait and see. Hey, and I want to thank everybody, too, by the way. I should have mentioned at the beginning that every year since we started this, we're in our fifth year. Okay, we've completed 4 full years. And ever since we started, every year we've gotten bigger and bigger. And I just, you know, we couldn't really do a lot of the things we do without even the feedback and the people listening and DMing and emailing and all of those things that you guys do, man. We really appreciate it. And I just want to make sure everybody hears it from me, because it means a lot. So, you know, and we say this every year, we mean it. So thanks everybody who shares the stuff on social media and who hits us up, participates in fan feedback. I know there's people who participate in fan feedback that don't listen to the show. And they get mentioned, you know, on the show, which is, that's fine. But we couldn't do it without you. So we appreciate it. As promised, we wanted to start the year, like we said during the last show, where we just make some predictions. I was going to go with 5 predictions, but it's our first year doing this. So we're each going to do our 3 Syracuse sports predictions, and we're going to mark them and etch them on a stone tablet and see what happens at the end of the year. We'll revisit them and see if they come true. So, this should be fun. I will go first. We'll go.
Yes, please.
We'll go one for one. Okay. I think my first prediction is that, speaking of Chris Elmore, I believe that Mark will return next year, take advantage of the extra year of eligibility.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
It's a good one, I think. Is it an easy one though? Well, I'm saying. Well, yeah, I think that before, yes, basketball would obviously, this would be the beginning of next year.
So they're doing the same thing as football.
Oh yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never know. Barama might too.
It's possible. I didn't want to do both, and I didn't know which one to choose on if I was to split them, so I just chose Mark.
Okay.
So, what you got?
I am going to go and say that this is kind of bold.
Okay, I like that.
I'm going to say that the Syracuse basketball men and women's team will make it to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
The second weekend.
Yeah, Sweet 16.
Okay. All right. So Joe's got men's women's Sweet 16. That is a bold one. So yeah. I like it though. I like it. All right. Syracuse football, this is my second one, will qualify/play in a bowl game next year. I just think that with the returning players and the recruiting not that the recruiting class is going to be that big of a deal, but you got this, I don't want to call it a controversy, but you got this competition at quarterback. I think competition breeds success. Obviously, we've mentioned that before. It's going to bring out the best in all of those guys, and there's a lot of quarterbacks. And what were you telling me about Garrett Schrader the other day that you saw?
Oh, we can get into that.
We can get in there. Are we going to wait?
No, I mean, I can go into my next.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
No, my next prediction. I don't know how bold this is, but Garrett Schrader is going to be our starting quarterback next year.
Okay. All right. You told me this in private. You did, but
I did.
This is your first time saying it live. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
why do you think that?
I've been looking at some some videos, some highlights. Obviously, highlights are highlights, but going back and really just looking at the tape of just not even high school when he was playing games as a true freshman at Mississippi State. I'm not going to go into what I think he's better than and what I think Tommy's better than. I just think that Syracuse fans are going to be pleasantly surprised. And again, it's not to poo-poo on Tommy, and who knows, I could be wrong. But if I'm wrong, that means that Tommy's balling out. Because this guy, I mean, he was fast enough for Mike Leach, the new incoming coach, to say, hey, let's turn you into a receiver because you're not my type of quarterback. So
true.
That's the type of guy that we want on our team that plays really well in our system, because we're going to be able to do the RPO. And just watching some of what he did with them, Mississippi State his freshman year, he just looked smooth with it, even as a true freshman, and knowing that he had this year. And now he's coming into a quarterback competition and wanting to be able to get a starting spot back, and playing in the SEC too. Like I said, I mean, from what I've seen, I like everything. And what you were alluding to was just some articles out there about how I think there's an article about DeVito and how hard he's training because he knows that this guy's coming in not to just sit on the bench, and pretty much another article basically of the same thing, but from Garrett Schrader, basically saying that, you know, I'm not coming here to sit, and you know, it's going to be a good competition.
Yeah, he wants to play quarterback. He doesn't want to be a wide receiver, which you know.
He was the number 7 dual threat quarterback coming out, and he started games at Mississippi State in the SEC as a freshman, and then they made a coaching change, and it completely changed what he could do and where they wanted him. So, like you said, yes, he wants to be a quarterback. He left to be a quarterback, and he was looked like a pretty decent quarterback in the SEC. So we'll see.
All right, my last one, third and final. I guess this was my going out on a limb, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Fans will attend a live game to some capacity in the Dome in 2021. We have got a whole year.
Are you calling a sport, or are you calling just either? Either or.
Either or. Men's basketball, men's or women's basketball or football.
Okay.
Or, I mean, hell. I mean, honestly, lacrosse. Could too. Either one of them.
Yeah.
Some SU sport. To some capacity. Now, this could be, to clarify, this could be students, this could be parents. I'm talking about fans in the stands to some capacity, 2021.
It's not cardboard.
It's not cardboard. It's breathing, living human flesh. And I don't think this is a ridiculous ask if we can have 6,700 season ticket holders at Ralph Wilson Stadium in the middle of the winter. And, well, that's outside, and it's 80,000-seat stadium. Okay, whatever. What do we got? 55,000 seats, something like that? You can have 2,000 in there. I see absolutely no issue with it. So we'll see what happens with that. Joe,
yeah.
You're third.
Did you see how the NCAA tournament is exclusively in Indiana, like the whole thing?
I did not see that.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, that's what we kind of were saying. If the bubble format was really first tried over the summer with the TBT.
Yeah.
And they did really good with it. And I think that's a smart move. I don't, you know, if you really want to be successful with it, that's probably the best way to go about it.
Yeah.
Other than traveling, and you know, you're really vulnerable when you're it was Heather. I saw something that she put on Facebook where it's got all the people waiting in line to board a plane, and then it shows them all in the plane where they're six foot apart in line, and then they're in the plane and they're cramping each other. But, you know, you do take risks. I know Syracuse flies exec air or private or whatever, but other teams may not be able to do that. Maybe they got to take a Greyhound. I don't know. I think you take a risk. So get to one place. If they can do it in a bubble there, I think that's smart if you want to be successful.
Yep. So my third and final is probably, I don't even know how far out on the limits it is either, really. But if there is a lacrosse season, then our men's lacrosse team will win a national championship.
Oh, likey. 2021 lacrosse championship. Okay. I like that. You know, I would be lying if I didn't say that has not crossed my mind. So, because let's be honest. They were on par last year to do just that.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay. Now, there may be other people out there making predictions. Right, Joe? heard through the grapevine.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
But just for the record, because we did say this the last episode, not that I've got anything to prove, but we said it the last episode that we were going to do it. We remembered to just do a couple, and I didn't cheat, and I didn't look at anybody's, so I don't know what anybody else has, but that's a good one. I like the lacrosse one, Joe. I wish I would have thought of that. Okay. All right. Look, we are going to preview your ACC home opener for the Orange against Pitt here in a second, but first, BetOnline, the title sponsor for the Cuse Militia, Ty Thoughts. By the way, Ty's final thought is up, and that was actually the first show of the year on this feed. So his final thought was the first show. Go figure. Look, get in on the action, all the action at BetOnline. Head over there today. They're going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Now, maybe you got some gift cards laying around. If you didn't get a Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 shoved in your stocking, grab those gift cards. Get yourself the Perfect Package 3.0. You're straight out of 2020, straight into 2021. You want to reboot, stay clean and shaved in 2021. Manscaped is here to give you a fresh start with their Perfect Package 3.0 that has all the right tools for the job. Come out of quarantine with clean boys, and the Lawnmower 3.0, the waterproof and skin-safe trimmer, will reduce nicks and tugs to everything below the belt. The third-generation trimmer even has a light to give you a glow this 2021. Now, is 2021 going to be better? Oh, I can't wait to see you 2020. Hello, 2021. Well, we'll see. We'll see. 2021, not the greatest so far for me, actually. Could be a little better. Could be worse. Could be way worse. Could be a little better. 2020 was awful, so make sure you get the boys refreshed and ready for new beginnings in 2021. Manscaped even threw in their shed travel bag to keep all of your goodies comfortably stored. Speaking of comfort, the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs are also included in our hands-down the best underwear you will ever wear. Head over to manscaped.com today. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. What are you waiting for? Grab those gift cards. Get over to manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. Thank you, manscaped.com. Okay, so let's do this. As I mentioned, the Orange will open up their ACC play at home against Pitt this Wednesday because of the obvious issues with the COVID stuff, the last three games, and you can throw FSU in there. The all-time series sits at 73-45 in favor of Syracuse. The last game was played on February 26th, 2020, a 72-49 victory for the Orange. Hughes with 25 points and Sidibe with 10 rebounds. Is your chair okay? Is that your chair? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking. Okay. Because you do sound like you're in a bathroom. So I'm just making sure. Syracuse and Pitt have played each other 104 times, the fourth most games for Syracuse against any opponent. The first two teams met in 1914, and Syracuse won the first six of the series, according to orangehoops.org. By the way, Coach Boeheim so far is 5-0 against Pitt coach Jeff Capel. The Panthers are led by sophomore forward Justin Champagne, who's averaged a double-double so far this year with 18 points and 12 rebounds, which is a ton. But guess what? He will not be playing because he's going to be sidelined with a knee injury. Adis Toney averaging 16 points a game, and Xavier Johnson averaging 14 points a game, both guards. Not a superior three-point shooting team, Joe, 31% overall. Toney, 9 for 22 for 40. He's pretty much the best individual effort percentage-wise. And, Joe, as well as Champagne, there's going to be some other unnamed players that are not going to be able to make the trip to Syracuse. I heard up to three more, so two with a possible one more. And, you know, we don't know who they are. Are they... You know, we know Champagne because he got injured. I'm assuming the other ones could be some kind of COVID-related thing or something. I don't know.
There was Adis Toney. Didn't he have some type of injury too?
He had an ankle injury, but he should be back, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know that he didn't play the last game against Louisville. The last game they played was the 22nd.
Yeah, I think
ours was the 19th, so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I think he's coming back from that, but there's a couple more. So opening up ACC play with a healthy rivalry, Joe. Syracuse getting the best of Pitt the past 2 years. They're going to be wounded, limping into the dome. What do you see? I mean, Champagne, I mean, look, that is a huge loss to this team. Averaging 18 yes. points and 12 rebounds a game, that's huge. That's a huge blow.
Well, and he was one of the main guys that
6'6", 230, 6'6", 220, something like that.
Yeah, and he was a guy last year when we played against them to where he could make that pass at the free throw line and the jump shot, and he was doing stuff down at the baseline as well. So he's definitely a guy that I just feel like in my, you know, if it's in a normal year where you're practicing, you're playing, you're in rhythm, and you get to see, you know, game to game, that kind of stuff, I would say that Pittsburgh probably doesn't really have a chance against us if he doesn't play. Now, obviously, anything can happen. But, you know, Pittsburgh just doesn't really have the size that we have, especially with Sidibe coming back. You know, 6'8", I think 6'8", 6'9 is as tall as they go for the most part. And they usually run a 3-guard set. So Xavier Johnson, you know, he's probably going to pose some threats, especially to Joe Girard. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kadari Richmond in there or possibly someone else bringing up the ball. And you know how they play. But, again, it's going to be interesting because if they only have 9 scholarship players, then, you know, what are they essentially going to be able to do? Are they going to be able to play full court in your face the whole time? So it's going to be interesting. But as far as what to expect, or it's so hard when you don't.
No.
I mean, when's the last time that we played?
It feels like forever, dude.
It does feel like forever, but it's been 2 weeks, right?
I know, yeah.
No.
Yeah, since the 19th. So what's today? The 4th? Yeah, it's been right at 2 weeks.
15 days, right? Yeah, so it's you don't know what to expect, especially when you don't know what kind of practices and all that stuff they're getting. So obviously with New York State dropping the quarantine days from 14 to 10, that helped for them to get back in the gym a little bit sooner. So I don't know. I think that you'll see a team that's ready to go, ready to play. Same as Pittsburgh, minus the fact that they're going to be missing guys. So
you know, coming into – go ahead. Finish that.
I was just going to say that we'll see what happens. But, I mean, for the most part, I think that we have a good chance here as long as we just come in and play and don't just huck threes and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, they're going to have to play. They did start practicing, I believe, yesterday. And that was the first sign I saw of practice. So, the FSU thing coming in starting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then playing Wednesday, it was going to be like FSU is probably the best team in the ACC, right? I mean, we can all agree that
there's
they're pretty
a couple
close.
Good ones.
Yeah, but they're pretty good. They're pretty damn good. They're up there. They're top three. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. All right. Coming off of a quarantine and getting maybe 3 days to practice and having to face FSU with especially Sidibe, dude, he's been out since November.
Yeah.
You know, in no game action. In I don't know when he started practicing. I have to assume that he started just yesterday as well. So this is probably the best case scenario for us. Having a team that's almost on the same, as far as the quarantine stuff goes, they're almost on the same page. They've played more recent than us, but only by like 3 days.
Yeah.
And you know that
they're shorthanded.
They're shorthanded. We're at home. This is the best case scenario to get back into rhythm and be smart with the quarantine stuff. It's a lot of, you know, we got Georgetown coming up, but after that, it's slated ACC, and I think things are going to get a little bit easier with the COVID stuff and the contact tracing. I think the reason we had to do all that with Buffalo is because I don't think that they had the technology that we had to be able to contact trace and figure out what was up, what was what.
Right.
And so once we get through Georgetown, I got to imagine that they probably have something too that's pretty decent, but I don't know for sure. But once we get past that, we're going to be good. We're going to be able to play. We've got three games to make up still. After we play Pitt. So it's going to be a gauntlet, man. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a hodgepodge. Stuff's going to pop up. It's going to catch us at one.
Well, like this Pittsburgh game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about doing the podcast last night and it was going to be the Florida State preview. So
yeah, we were going to do it too.
Yeah. And this news would have popped right up in the middle of our podcast and we would have been like, oh crap.
Yeah. Well, what did we say? We were like, well, we can either do FSU tonight and then do something else tomorrow and take the chance or just wait till tomorrow. So we waited till today to come on. Obviously the games and you know.
So you see, I mean, for the most part, because this was kind of the conference trying to figure everything out, because I think the conferences are now trying to get involved to see where they can move games and schedules and stuff like that to kind of help to make it to where we can get the season in time. So they're going to have to be creative, and things like this are going to happen. So you just kind of got to be – you definitely can't look at your little folded-up Syracuse schedule you got on your refrigerator and take those schedules and those dates by bond, even the times. I mean, it's going to be, like you said, a hodgepodge, and especially if they're going to try to fit it in without extending the season. I mean, we're going to have – four games a week every week. You know, I remember two, three times a year, usually there's a whole week where we got nothing, and it's just not going to be like that at the end of the week, at the end of the year, because of all the time that we've gone through this beginning of it. And you talk about the non-conference stuff. That was the crux of everything. That was the risk you took with playing against a non-conference team. Is exactly right. What you saw is exactly what happened. Is exactly what can happen, because, like you alluded to, when the ACC plays each other, we're going to be able to see who's closest to who, and not everyone's going to have to sit out, right?
Yeah, you can just take players. You can pull players instead of sitting the whole team for 10 days, you know?
Right, yes. Which, and so once we get into conference play, we'll be able to do that.
Right. So, which, by the way, we never got to come on and talk about the going from 14 days to 10 days in the state of New York as far as the quarantine rules. So, good news that I was wrong on that when I was talking about that in the last show where I didn't think it was going to happen, but it did. Thankfully, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, why wouldn't you follow the, you know, what everybody else in the country does anyway? Not only that, but the health officials at the CDC, you would think that you would follow those guidelines. So that's good. So we're down to the 10-day thing. But that shouldn't come into play for the whole team, hopefully, again, for the rest of the year. Right. Unless they all get contact trace. So.
Right.
There's that.
Well, until we get through Georgetown.
Yeah, but like I said, I think Georgetown probably has got to have something, I would think. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe they don't. But
yeah. And looking in, and with this game, too, looking at KenPom, which is going to be hard to know how accurate KenPom is going to be this year with everyone that's going to be missing games and all this kind of stuff. But he's got us ranked 30th and Pittsburgh ranked 80th. And I think this is where my mindset comes from with this game. I know that it's a rival and everything like that, but when you have that type of discrepancy, I mean, we're a borderline top 25 team, you know, getting votes every week. And
been bouncing between 29th and 32nd, 31st.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's up near the 80th, and they're without their best player, and possibly more, because obviously we don't know who those players are. I mean, what if it's Tony and Xavier Johnson?
Oh, that would just be catastrophic for Pitt.
Right, so...
Yeah. So, you know, in the other thing, too, just to, you know, like I mentioned three-point shooting. I try to remember to mention that with every team we play, just for the simple fact that sometimes those numbers don't matter. So, overall, 31% shooting team, we're all Orange fans, and we know that that doesn't mean anything. But statistically speaking, not a great three-point shooting team, and especially when, you know, Champagne, by the way, not a three-point shooter, but if they're missing, you know, Tony or Johnson, that's going to be impacted huge, the three-point shooting. Even if one of them's gone, I mean, you're really going to be struggling from behind the arc. I almost don't even see a way for him to really do it.
Well, and that's no. And Xavier Johnson, unless he's gotten that a little bit better, I mean, he could hit some every once in a while last year, but he's not the greatest or, let's say, most efficient three-point shooter. And I remember Tony coming off the bench and hitting some last year, and I know that he's one of their better shooters this year. But I mean, even last year, the one that you had to worry about was Trey McGowan's. And
he's gone.
And he transferred. So Pittsburgh, even last year with him, was a team that we kind of pinched and allowed to kind of, you know, didn't allow, but, you know, kind of baited them into shooting threes because we knew they weren't a great three-point shooting team. So, again, we'll wait and see. Usually do that, see if they make some, and then change if they do. So I guess it's time to wait. It's time to get – it's almost like it's been so long. It's I don't want to say I'm not excited. It's just, number one, we still have 2 days, right? It's almost one of those things where I don't even get excited about it until it's about to start. Otherwise, I just think something's going to pop up. There's going to be some news about this or news about that. And
you're cautiously optimistic.
Man, I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. So I don't even know what to expect. And I don't expect,
I'm with you. I'm with you on... What SU team we're gonna get? That's the big question. That's the fortune cookie. But as far as something unexpected happened, as far as like COVID protocol or something like that, I mean, these teams have been, they're coming out of quarantine. There shouldn't be any of that. I say that, but technically speaking, there shouldn't be anything. I'm just saying. I know. It's crazy. I know. But there shouldn't be.
There's nothing traditional about this year or even early 2021. So
I know. Yeah. So I think that's it. Is that it?
Well, what? Georgetown got moved.
Oh, Georgetown got moved. That's going to be a primetime game on Friday night, right? So that's
Saturday night, right?
Saturday night. Yes, I'm sorry. The night.
Saturday night, yep. 8 p.m. on ESPN2.
Yep, and that's going to be, you know, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. So, and this one's at home turf this time. I'm swapping back and forth. So.
Oh, it's home? Okay.
Yep. It is home. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So that continues.
Well, hopefully we can get two in a row.
That I know. That would be huge. A Pitt win in a Georgetown win. Boy, man, just bring me back to the 90s. Why don't you? Drop me off. That's where I want to be. Okay.
Do that and then end with being ranked. Come Monday.
I don't know if those games get you over the hump there, but it depends on how they perform, right?
It would... No, and other teams too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's part of college basketball and college football, is as long as you don't lose and you keep moving up.
I mean, Rutgers. And they haven't even played, and they've stayed almost exactly where they were when they played Buffalo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not a whole lot of movement. A lot of things that are being set on pause. That's the word of college basketball for 2020-2021. Pause.
Yeah, and that's all you see. Villanova pauses again, postpones three games. That just popped up. So, yep, NCAA tournament, yep. Oh, did you see this one?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Well, so this is it. Instead of quarantining, I think the Patriot League has come up with the best option.
Oh, is this a new idea? Is this a new spin on quarantine?
I mean, I don't know, but...
Well, they have kissing parties and just getting everybody through it so they can play for the next 3 months?
No, so according to ESPN staff writer Jeff Borzello, this afternoon, he reported that Boston University Terriers and the Holy Cross Crusaders are going to both wear masks during Tuesday's basketball game.
I did hear this.
Masks.
Yeah, that doesn't seem... What kind of masks are they going to be? I'm curious.
The ones that don't that sweat doesn't cling to.
Plastic ones? I don't know if that's smart. What if someone passes out?
I guess that's a chance they're willing to take, Sean.
Well, that seems dangerous to me.
Well, I mean, hey, look, you got to be able to take some risks sometimes, right?
That's what we've said. So I guess we're eating our own words right now, aren't we, Joe?
Oh, I guess so.
Because now, what do you do, Joe, when it is soaked with sweat and it's drooping off your face because it's so wet, it has gained enough weight to stretch out? What do you do then? You get a new one, right? Get a new one, start over again. Probably going to have a bunch of new ones on the sidelines now that I think about it. Maybe grab one every 5 minutes or so. Keep a freshie, you know? Then have a biohazard bin to dump them in. Why not just do the face shield? You know, and face shield off limits. Do it like college football, or the NFL rather, where someone touches the face mask of a quarterback, then it's an automatic foul. And
yeah.
Right?
So this makes it better because
there's more?
Well, there's more of a nuance to it because it's not actually the Patriot League. It's actually Boston University, believe it or not.
It's just them? So, and so their opponents have to abide by their rules?
Yes.
I'd be like, take Boston off the schedule. Take Boston off the schedule.
And I don't like Baines anyway. Look, all I'm saying is, so this is the deal, right? So all their opponents have to play. If you play at Boston, then they have to wear masks. But, for instance, they also play on Monday, and it's going to be at Holy Cross. And because it's at Holy Cross, then only Boston's team is going to be wearing masks. So basically, Boston is just wearing masks wherever they play.
That's a handicap.
And if you play at Boston, then you got to wear a mask.
That's crazy. I wonder what the players think of that, honestly.
Got to make up for the sixth man.
Somehow. Jeez.
If I was players on the other team, that would just give me more incentive to want to beat the hell out of Boston.
Oh, I'd run. I'd be like, look, guys, I'm the coach. I'm like, all right, run the court constantly. It's all I want to do. I want to see you guys hustle. all over the place. Just wear them out.
Well, what if they?
Because I don't care what anybody says. You can't breathe well in the mask. You can't do it. I have asthma. Okay. You can't. I'm sorry.
You can't breathe well. Period.
I can't. Well, most of the time I can breathe pretty good, but in the mask, like, you know, I'm good for about 5 minutes, and then it starts to get to me. Like, you're breathing in your, first of all, you're breathing in your own stuff over and over again, kind of. It's like 50-50. It's well, like 50-50.
The masks aren't that strong, so you're really not.
Well, right, you're getting a little bit. But my point is that...
You can blow out a lighter through the mask.
Well, I've never experimented with mine. Just, I wear it to the grocery store and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think that... anybody who tells you, oh, you can breathe fine through the mask. Well, maybe you can. Okay. I can't, no. But I still wear it, but I'm just saying when you're running up and down a court like that, it doesn't seem like a recipe that, it doesn't seem smart to me, but we'll see.
No.
Hopefully they'll be all right. Hey, what's up with the masks? You see a lot of them in football, college football, especially they look like a screen. You know what I'm talking about? Where you could see through them, you can see their face. Trying to think who had one last that I see all the time.
It's turning into like a fashion statement now.
Do you know who I'm talking about though? You know what I'm talking about? You've never seen the face masks that you can see through. I mean, you can't like see directly through them, but you can see
visors.
No, dude. No.
Talking about the visors and helmets.
No. Nope, 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 nope.
Are you making something up right now?
No, I'm not. Look.
Are you messing with me?
No.
You're pulling my chain. Yep, he is. Tick, tick, tick. This is where, like, I wish I had the soundboard and I could, like, hit the Jeopardy music. I love how he's ignoring me. God, your Google game is sorry.
It is. What's up with this? Brian Kelly wears one. Google Brian Kelly's face mask right now. Look, okay. I'm telling you, this is the new thing. I don't know how.
Who's Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly is the head coach of Notre Dame. Come on, Joe.
It's not even a player; it's a coach.
That's what I said. You're seeing a lot of them wear these style face masks, and if you look, yeah. You can see right through it. So what does it do? What does it do? It looks like it fits really tight around the face. But it really is see-through. And if I can see through it, I feel like other things can get through it or out of it. Am I right or wrong to think that?
Maybe it's just plastic or something. I don't know. Okay. Maybe you're wrong. I don't know.
Did you see the one I was talking about?
All I know is it's just, I don't know. It freaks me out, man. Because you can't tell who people are or what they look like or what they're doing.
I don't care about that.
Or what they're saying. Are they laughing? Are they pissed?
You can tell if someone's laughing by their eyes. Gotta learn how to read people, Joe.
I ain't got time for that.
All right. I think that's it. Okay. Look.
Appreciate the Christmas gift, by the way.
Yes, you're welcome, buddy. You deserve it. I appreciate you. Got Joe a piece of the dome. Because I said, hey, dude, I got a piece of the dome. Are you going to get a piece of the dome? He's like, I'm not spending my money on that. I got other things to spend my money on. I've been fixing this 1989 Impala since I was 16 years old, man. You think I got money to spend on a dome? You think I got money to spend on a dome? Where do you think I am? Going to my dad's right now to work on this thing. So I saw a twofer. And I bought I'm like, you know what? I'll get my son one and I'll get Joe one. It's a two for one. So yeah, man, you're welcome. I love mine. I think it's a great collector piece. If you don't have and I think they're still doing it, whatever the name of the place is, something collectibles. Sorry. I forget. You'll find it though if you Google it. But if you want one or you want to add something like that to your collection, get a buddy, go havesies. I think you can get them for might be like 40, 35 bucks a piece or something like that. So something like 70 bucks for two of them. So anyway, yeah. All right. Appreciate all of you who have tuned in and are still listening. I really do appreciate you. We really do. And all through 2020, thanks for hanging with us. I hope you hang with us through 2021. Thank you to Ben Online. Thank you to Manscaped. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.